Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey Andy, I got a question for you. If you were to write a list of things that you love about yourself and a list of things you hate about yourself, which list would be longer?
Oh, man. You know, I'm an optimist, so I'm hoping that the list of things I love about myself would be longer. I doubt it, though. I think it's easier. Don't you think it's easier to pick out the stuff you don't like?
I do. I think that we tend to be more discontent with ourselves, know the things that we don't like. I think my hate list would be much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
There's just a handful of things I'm really proud of, and then there's a whole lot of things I would really want to change. So, what is something that you love about yourself?
I like to think I'm easygoing. My wife disagrees.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. I like that.
All right. Something I love about myself is I like my creative love. I love my creative side. I like to create things, stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that. Something I hate about myself, I have the inability to get excited about anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Seahawks. They get you fired up, right?
I mean, how fired up have you ever seen me? Like,
Not very.
You've been to some Seahawks games with me, and I'm not high-fiving, hugging, not yelling.
Right.
Not jumping up and down.
Someday you'll have to share that story on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, you're kind of calm.
I'm pretty calm. Yeah. Yeah. I I'm steady. I'm calm. I'm consistent, faithful, keep a close eye on all the details. And I like that. But I just don't even have a heartbeat when it comes to getting all excited about something.
Like, can you even fake it on Christmas?
No, that's what's so terrible. People think that their gifts that they gave me were terrible because they're not getting from me the kind of excitement reaction that they were hoping for. You know, I feel bad, not so much for myself. I just feel bad for everybody else. Like, I'm not that excited about whatever you want me to be excited about. So I'm like the worst guy to celebrate with. And I'm not going to help your party be fun.
Right.
We just took DISC tests with our team here at the church. And so the DISC profile kind of identifies who you are, your strengths, and whatever. So I tweeted out, reviewing my DISC personality strengths profile today, it shows how others perceive me. And oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, everyone. And what's funny on Twitter is that DISC Profile, like that's the Twitter name, DISC Profile, retweeted me, followed me, and then said, LOL, I'm sure it's not that bad. So that prompted me to go ahead and just put out there what it was that the profile said about me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like here's how I see myself: precise, moderate, knowledgeable, thorough, analytical. And I actually like that guy.
Seems nice. Yeah,
that sounds good to me. I'm happy with all that. But then it says how others perceive you. So I have my self-perception. And then this is what it tells me about how others perceive me.
Okay.
This kills. This is terrible. pessimistic, picky, fussy, strict, perfectionistic, hard to please. Like, just to summarize, this guy's a jerk.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Wow. Your sister came in after I had tweeted that, knocked on my door and smiled. And she said, you know, I read that thing and I didn't know I thought those things about you, but I do.
Wow. You confirmed them for her?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. How about you? How do others perceive you?
Okay. Yeah. Self-perception, right?
Okay. Yeah.
What I like to think. Optimistic. I think I said that earlier. Inspiring. Charming. I love that word. Charming. Persuasive. Those are all nice things. And then others' perception. Amazing. Stupendous. Phenomenal.
No, sorry. That's not it.
Sorry, not it. Okay. Self-promoting. Overly optimistic. Unrealistic. Talkative. Poor listener, whatever. And those things.
You know, I don't think that's as bad. Like,
I think it just sounds like a guy with ADD.
Talkative. it's not as terrible as mine.
Self-promoter?
Ah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that you like that word charming so much, now I see why you love Disney. You just see yourself as Prince Charming. I think that's you'd want to go to Disneyland.
I can't sing like him.
Well, all this stuff just kind of makes me realize that we have a perception of ourselves, and then there's how others perceive us. And kind of a gut check, reality check. Like, my reaction is, dang, I'm terrible, and I need to work on this. Like,
yeah.
I know I can't change my personality, but even if I just faked excitement once in a while, like, smiled, clapped, I don't know what. Like, I gotta work on it. And I know for the most part in my life, I try to put the right people around me that bring what I don't bring. But still, people are left with their impression of me. So I hate the fact that I'm not real excitable. I wish I was. Either way, like, I'm not excitable in a good way. I'm not excitable in a bad way. I just wish there was a little bit more of a heartbeat. But I'm going to work on it. I'm going to try to jump up and down a little bit. Nah, never mind. I'm not going to do that.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.